My name is Azam Tamimi. I'm originally from Palestine, from Hebron or Al Khalil, but I'm based in London and I'm the chairman of Al Hiwar TV channel and an author of a number of books in Islamic political thought. Or unity of Muslims is a major strength, a major source of strength. The reason we are in a very, very bad shape today is that we've been so disunited. And when you are disunited, your enemies find it a lot easier to subjugate you, to suppress you, and to even steal your resources. And therefore, hopefully, when the people have matters back in their hands, they will seek unity. For instance, look at the Arab world. The Arabs are one ummah, one people, speaking the same language. Even ethnically, most of them come from the same origin. Yet, we have 24 different states. The borders of these states were not drawn by us. They were not drawn by our grandparents. They were drawn by the colonial powers. And these borders remained in place because the political systems that inherited from colonialism imposed separation on us. When we are free, when the people of Egypt are free, the people of Libya are free, the people of Tunisia, of Morocco, of Arabia are free, they would want to reunite, they would want to come together. If the Europeans, who are of different nations, different races and different languages, have come together and formed the European Union, we, the Arabs and the Muslims, have a lot more reason to come together and unite. Turkey, during the past 12 years, has opened up to the Arab region. Because that is better for its economic interests, definitely, but also because this is the natural thing. Natural thing is that for us as Muslim neighbors to share and to cooperate and to help each other. And Turkey was doing quite well, actually. It was establishing excellent relations with the various Arab countries. They removed visa requirements, they removed border restrictions, encouraged bilateral trade. Yet, unfortunately, the despots who are ruling in the Arab world don't want to see more of this. And that's why the key to unification is democracy, is freedom. When we have our freedom and we have our dignity and we have our freedom of choice, we will choose to remove the barriers, to remove the obstacles and be united again.